So let me first introduce Walter Cuniega, who is representing from
Uriah, North Haven, Islesboro, or not Islesboro, it's a strange district. So Walter Cuniega, representative.
Thank you, Becky. And I want to thank Becky and Steve for, I want to thank you all for coming. I want to thank Becky and Steve for organizing today's event. And I also want to thank Chuck Kruger from Thomaston, representative who helped organize today and helped us get the letter together. Chuck couldn't be here today, and I hope he's feeling better. So I'd like to be clear first that I'm not opposed to maintenance dredging. The small harbors and communities up and down the coast depend on the Army Corps' harbor maintenance program to stay functional. The Searsport project goes way beyond maintenance, and it deserves more scrutiny. The communities I represent depend on functional harbors, but also on thriving lobster populations to survive. Rising water temperatures have changed the migratory habits of lobsters. The study on the dump site, for example, that was done 10 years ago, we don't know if that information is still good because lobsters are being found in places that they were never found before, at times of the year that they were never found. We can't put the most productive lobster grounds in the United States at risk without a full assessment of the potential impacts of this project. With that, I'd like to introduce my co-chair on the Marine Resources Committee, Senator Chris Johnson.
Thanks.